Here we are in the thick of things, deep in Holy Week, standing here at the cross. We are plunging in this 2,000-year-old story as we do every year. And yet this year feels different to me. I keep bumping up into something. During Holy Week, I find that I connect to God in a different way. And this is one of the things I most appreciate and I crave during this time of the liturgical year. Generally, I tend to learn and deeply understand things most completely when I can feel them in my body or observe them directly. For church staff members, Holy Week can feel like a marathon. 6 church services in 4 days, services that have extra elements, more preparation, and require more spiritual endurance. But that demand on my body lets me know that it's Holy Week. It's sort of muscle memory. It's that good kind of exhaustion when you know a difficult job is complete and you feel satisfied in your own body with the task. Holy Week is an embodied time of spiritual practice for all of us. We do things with our bodies this time of year like no other. We do experience these stories of Holy Week in our humanity with these bodies that God has given us. We began at Palm Sunday when we all processed in with our palms out from the labyrinth. We walked around the building and came in singing our hosannas. We begin Holy Week together, moving our bodies as we enter this church and into our story of faith. And last night, Maundy Thursday, brought us to an intimate gathering, just like Jesus had with his disciples. As we hear those stories of Jesus and his closest friends, those that he loved most dearly in all the world, we also experience in our own bodies the closeness of our church community. We shared communion in a way that we do not experience any other time of the church year by passing the communion, the bread and the wine around the table to each other. We then clear the space and we open ourselves in a new way when we invite people to wash each other's feet. An intimate way to connect with our bodies and to one another that brings us closer to Jesus. And now here we are on Good Friday. We kneel in prayer, we walk the stations of the cross, we place flowers on the cross in a few moments, and we receive communion from the sacrament, the reserve sacrament. We use our bodies to show respect, reverence and connection to what we're experiencing in our minds and in our thoughts, listening to the Passion story. And then tomorrow at the Easter Vigil, we'll begin outside again on the labyrinth as we celebrate Easter. We'll light the first fire of Easter, a connection to how we began Lent so many days ago as we burned our palms on Shrove Tuesday. We walk around the church in the dark, speaking and hearing the names of our dearly beloved and the communion of saints that we love and see no longer. And we'll bang on the doors of the church and ring our bells as loud as we can to celebrate God's conquering of death and our eternal connection. And we celebrate all of us with our bodies and our movements for resurrection. And this celebration continues into Easter morning when we raise our voices in song and shouts of Alleluia. This practice of embodied worship and connection with divine has kept me grounded this year. As I have been working to prepare for Holy Week and for this sermon, I keep bumping up against this humanity. And in the bumping, I'm continually reminded of the violence and the bloodshed that is happening in Gaza and the Holy Land right now. Somehow, the deeper embodied practice has kept me more in tune, more aware, more empathetic, more connected to my fellow humans that are in dangerous situations in the very places that I'm trying to connect with this week. This bumping and this constant reminder has honestly felt annoying at times. Sort of this feeling of, not now, God, I have things to do. I can't get stuck in this overwhelming sheer magnitude of the horror that is happening in this place. And yet, that bumping keeps coming back to me, and it's painful, and it's constant. And it brings me once more to this humanity that we all share. This is where I've made a new connection this year with this story, the story that we've heard so many times told on Good Friday. I've heard Jesus' words from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me, in a new way this year. As we heard in the Passion reading today, the many parts and scenarios of this story, I'm struck by the humanness of it. How much of it describes our ways of being on this earth together. From the disciples falling asleep in the garden, to the scuffle with the temple guards, to the torture that Jesus endures, to the women sitting at the cross beneath Jesus weeping, to the tender care of Jesus' dead body. And Jesus' cry from the cross feels the most human moment of all in Jesus' ministry. I believe that he lets down his guard in this moment and expresses his full humanity. I know there is a correlation to Psalm 22, as we chanted earlier tonight, but I also believe that this moment shows us in the most compelling way that Jesus is fully human as well as being fully divine. He feels pain in his body physically, but he also feels pain emotionally. And this is particularly what I hear this year. I know in my life, and perhaps this has been your experience as well, in my darkest moments, I feel most alone. I think that is the added pain in these times of my life. It's feeling like I'm alone in my sorrow and my grief. This part is probably the most heartbreaking part for me. I ask myself, I ask out loud, where are you, God? Why aren't you here with me? And as I feel consumed with sorrow, I struggle to see or feel anything outside of my own circle of pain. And then, when I look back on these moments, I can see God. I see those moments of light, I see compassion from others, and I see love. This is what I hear in Jesus' words this year. In this very moment, just like we often feel pain, Jesus feels despair as he is fully human and he feels these frailties. And in Jesus' pain, he also models for us and shows us the ultimate limitations of our humanity, in that we are never separated from God. Our human mind and body might not be able to see or feel God in these moments, but that doesn't mean that God isn't there. Jesus shows us that God is never away from us. God knows human pain and suffering, and God is the embodiment of love, and that love survives all things. So today on Good Friday, we feel this pain and suffering. We bump into the tragedies in our world and in our life in being human. But we also know that this is not the entire story. We are only at Good Friday, and there is more story to tell, more actions to embody, and ultimately more love to find.